Hi, I'm Liz Larson.
And I'm Bill McKenna. We're the hosts of the New Life Perspectives radio show.
We're also the creators of the Cogno Movement System, where we help you rewire your nervous system so you can rewire your reality.
Join us each week for great conversations, amazing guests, and cutting-edge information on health, consciousness, and the keys to transformation. And welcome to another episode of the New Life Perspectives radio show. Today, we're going to talk all about sleep. This is an episode on the 12 things to help you get a better night's sleep. Now, some of these secrets that you're going to learn are going to absolutely change your life. These secrets in this episode that I'm going to show you how to do, I'm not holding anything back here. These techniques are going to knock you out, literally knock you out. If you're somebody that has a hard time going to sleep, if you're somebody who finds yourself going to sleep and then getting up at 2 a.m., and you're like, oh my gosh, and I'm flipping and flopping, and I can't get back to sleep. So getting back to sleep, no matter what time of night it is, you can actually do this. And the most amazing thing is you do these techniques, you're up, and next thing you know, boom, you open your eyes. It's like, oh my gosh, it's morning. You don't even know how it happened. So some of these techniques are going to be the setup, and some of them are going to be the doing. So I'll start with the basics here. The first techniques are really setting up scenarios that are going to create a better night's sleep. So the first thing here is that in order to get a better night's sleep, you need to adjust your circadian rhythms. Now, you may have heard about this in the past, but the thing is with the circadian rhythms is we all have this biological clock. Most things on the planet go to sleep at night and wake up in the morning. For many of us, we enjoy watching YouTube or TV or reading late into the night. There's even people that are like my wife who loves to bake late at night. You know, like I just couldn't even understand it, but it was like, you know, 11 o'clock at night. She's like, I want to start baking cookies or baking a cake. It's like, oh my gosh, what? Well, there's something about it for a lot of people that they feel a calmness at night. And it's a time that they kind of come alive. The problem with it is that it sets up a scenario the next day that the person's very tired. So the first technique is to watch the sunset. If you can watch the sunset, or alternatively, if you can get yourself to watch the sunrise and do that every day, what's going to happen for you is you're going to set your circadian rhythms up. So this is a very big deal. When your body starts to figure out, hey, it is that time that I need to go to sleep. It is, everything is going to start shutting down. You'll start getting tired. So the rhythm of all of the life, primarily on Earth, there are nocturnal animals, but primarily, if you get to sleep by 10 p.m., what happens is you go into what they call the delta brainwave state, which is the lowest, slowest brainwave state where a lot of healing takes place. And this is in between 10 and 12. This period of time at night is very significant because as you're going into this, you'll start going through what they call REM, where everybody has seen this, where your eyes start moving. Your eyes, they're closed, but they start moving left to right. This is a natural process which today is utilized by the technologies such as Cogno movement or EMDR of moving your eyes. When we do this, it actually helps process information from the day, from left brain to right brain. This is a very big thing. It's big because it helps with our mental health. A lot of problems occur in your sleep with your emotions. If you have a bad day, somebody said something, then, if it's not processed, it can keep you awake at night. So the natural little minutia of the day is naturally processed as you go into a deep sleep. This is something that, if you're healthy, this occurs naturally. And if you're allowing your body to get into those deep, relaxed states, this is possible if you do these basic eye exercises. So this is number two tip, is to process your emotions. So if you're sitting there and you laid down and you're thinking about, oh my gosh, they did this, that, and the other thing, to me. Well, you just can start this basic exercise. You move your eyes left to right, low to high. You feel however you're feeling, and you move your eyes left to right, low to high, and just keep going. Moving your eyes left to right, feeling how you feel, what's going to happen is these emotions will calm down and it'll allow you to end up getting to sleep. This is a very big deal. This, you don't have to wait until you go to sleep. You can do this before you go to sleep. So, this technique, number two here, is super important. Now, if you have had a brain injury, if you've had a brain injury like a concussion, and this concussion can be from a long time ago, it doesn't have to be today, it could have been from a long time ago, you might find that as you do these movements, that there's going to be an area where you're like, ah, it's kind of difficult to look over here. I think everybody has problems. It's not natural because it doesn't feel good if I look over here. Actually, it's you. When your eyes are running properly, there won't be any difficulty looking in any direction. It's very easy. So, tip number three, how do I get rid of that glitch? Well, it's very simple. You look over to the side, and let's say the glitch is I feel it right here. Okay, I feel it right here. I'm looking over here, and I feel like there's a tightness over here. What I'll do is I'll go to the other side and rub a little bit over to the exact opposite side, and then I go back to that same location where there's difficulty. I'm just creating a little stimulus on one half of my face. That's the exact point and where I feel tension. And then I go to the tension point. Just a little stimulation. And what you'll find is that the tension goes away and your eyes move further. There's a very big benefit in this number three. Remember how we talked about the REM state? And the REM state basically allows you to process information. Well, if your eyes don't move over all the way to the left or all the way to the right, then what you're going to have is just one half of the brain. Let's say I can't move it over to the left. I'm only going to have limited amounts that I can move the information. It's no longer moving left to all the way right. It's moving just slightly. This has everything to do with our mental health. If we can't process the anger, we can't process the stress, the anxiety, the overwhelm, all of those things, it's going to enable when you do go to sleep, my eyes are now moving. And the natural process of when I go to sleep will enable the subsequent nights to improve. So we're not just talking about tonight, we're talking about the rest of your life and having better sleep. So this number three is a very big deal to your sleep. The next tip, number four here, is to limit your blue light. So blue light emanations basically will cause you to stay awake. Now, blue light from your computer, this is the biggest source, or your phone, your smartphone. Those things, looking at it for the hours leading up to sleep, it can be very disruptive. So if you'll shut yourself off from your devices, your computer, from your cell phone, couple hours before going into bed, you're going to find that you're going to sleep better. Number five here is to remove the light. Removing the light from your environment. A lot of people have night lights, or they'll have devices that are emanating a light in the room. Either unplug it or find a way to cover that light so that the room is completely dark. These are ones that you might have already known, but they are very significant. And some people are just not aware of it. The next one, number six, is a very easy technique to knock you out. Now, this technique is extraordinarily simple. You breathe through your nose, normal breaths. Let's say I'm up and I'm there and I can't go to sleep. You breathe through your nose normally and you have your eyes open. And it's like, wait, I'm trying to go to sleep. What do you mean? Keep your eyes open. You keep your eyes open and you do five breaths. And then you close your eyes and you do five breaths. That's one round. Now you just continue opening your eyes, breathe five breaths, close your eyes, breathe five breaths. Now, how does this work? The science behind it is your breath is the bridge in between your conscious and subconscious. The eyes, when they're open, they access the conscious part of the brain. And when they're closed, they'll access the subconscious part of the brain. So what we're doing is we're creating this bridge in between the conscious and subconscious. Nice, easy bridge for you to start dropping down. What's going to happen is for most people, they don't get more than, say, 7 to 12 rounds, and literally they're out. They're knocked out, and it's like, thank you very much. I'll see you tomorrow morning. That's how it goes for most people. Now, what's going to happen when you do this exercise? You're going to be eyes open, breathing, and you go eyes closed and you're breathing, and then you get two, three, four, six rounds in, and you're like, I don't want to open my eyes. I don't want to open my eyes. You open your eyes and you get a few breaths in, and then you're like, next thing you know, it's morning. It's like, what the heck happened? Well, this thing, it works, and it works like a charm. I've used it myself repeatedly. So that is your six. Hope I got all my calculations right, but I believe that is number six. If you got anything from this video at all, that one right there, I would pick as one of the very top that you're going to learn about. If you hold on for a second, we're going to let the good folks over at the UK Health Radio tell us about your sponsors, and we'll be right back.
The station that makes you feel good.
Apples and pears, beef and skittles, cider with Rosie, common or garden, Ant and Deck, fish and chips, mum and dad.
UK Health Radio and Health Triangle magazine. Each is good by itself, but enjoying both is always better. Add Health Triangle magazine to your monthly health regime. Check it out at ukhealthradio.com. Strawberries
and cream. A cancer diagnosis can be scary and stressful for everyone involved. Hello Love is a contemporary living space and well-being center in central London where anyone can come and learn about illness prevention and non-toxic practice. Inside, you will find a vegan restaurant, juice bar, and holistic dojo that encourage lifestyle changes to help heal mind, body, and spirit connection. Cancer patients are offered free sessions. To find out more, please visit us at hellolove.org.
The station that makes you feel good.
All right, and we are back with the 12 tips to a better night's sleep. Now, the last thing that we went over, just for your review, is eyes open and eyes closed and breathing. It's so simple. The breath is going to be through the nose, a normal breath, nothing exaggerated, and you simply leave your eyes open, and then you close your eyes. Five breaths. And within just a few rounds, you're going to find yourself getting knocked out. That is for most people. I know it works for me. The next one, if you find yourself like, I'm not sure. You know, I did. I got 20 rounds of breath and I didn't go out. I'm going to give you the next tip. This sleeping tip is pretty incredible. And all these tips have their basis in different neurological functions, cognomovement techniques that help you to have a better quality of life. So the next technique is utilizing something that they call a frequency following response. Now we know when your brain waves that are you have, the majority of them are classified as your beta brainwave state. That's where you're in right now. It could be anywhere from, 20, 30 hertz. Now, sometimes it'll go up a lot more or less, but as you drop down, you drop into a more relaxed state. It is called alpha, and alpha brainwave states somewhere around 7.8 hertz. And this alpha brainwave state is the state that you find yourself in when you're kind of zoned out in the car. You know, you're driving and you don't know how 10 miles passed and you were just kind of in the zone, or you started watching TV and you zoned out. That feeling, That feeling is the alpha brainwave state. It's like a light meditative state. The next level down is theta. So the frequency goes from beta, which is very high, and to alpha, which is slower. And then it goes to theta, which is slower still. And then it goes into delta, which is very slow. You know, delta, you could have 1 hertz, 3 hertz, 4 hertz. I think it's something like that. But what we do with this frequency following response is very simple. This technique here, technique number 7, is frequency following response. Tap your body how you feel. When I say tap, let's say you're going to sleep. Now, you could do it like this, or you could put your hands on your thigh. It doesn't matter. But crossing over the center line of the body with your limbs is a classic cognitive movement technique to get the lobes of the brain crossed, information traveling left and right. That is one of the great things about cognitive movement is that these neurological techniques force connections that we can't really get at without doing something that is going to help the information to kind of physically start to connect. So how do we do it? Frequency following response. Tap how you feel. I'm awake. Joe Blow, you know, said that today. And you know what? I'm going to call him. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to call him in the morning and I'm going to tell him a thing or two. You know what I'm going to be? I'm going to make an email. You know, I'm going to make an email. And I'm going to say this. And I'm going to say that. You can basically just tap and you tap how you feel. And then you're breathing. You just breathe normally. And then what you do is you just start slowing it down just ever so slowly. You're just a little bit slower. And yeah, you know, get that email done. You just slowed it down a bit. Now your brain is picking up this lower, slower vibration, but you cannot go like, no, 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 you know, like this. What you're going to do is you're going to walk it down. And so you let yourself feel how you do. You're like, I don't know, they're going to email them and they suck and I'm going to tell them a thing or two, and then I'm going to sue them, you know, blah, 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 whatever. Just tapping and then slowing it down just a little bit. You can still say, you know, I'm going to do this or that to them, or you know, maybe I'm going to let this go or whatever, and then slowly slow it down. Just slowing it down a little bit at a time. Allow yourself to think whatever you do. Just continue to tap and slowing it down. And then eventually you're going to start getting to about this type of tap. Slowly, slowly decreasing the frequency of the tap. And what's going to happen is your brain starts following right on down. And it's even slower still. Every few seconds, every 10 seconds. And what's going to happen? I shouldn't do this when I'm doing this because I'm like, oh, good night. I'm ready to go. So I'm like, oh, I think it's time for a nap. So you're going to basically do this. This is called frequency following response, that tapping. So that, I believe, was number 7. This one is extremely effective. And the next one tip number eight. Tip number eight is for those of you who repetitively have an issue with getting up around 2 in the morning. You go to sleep and then you're like, I'm up. Well, this one is so simple. And that is that your liver basically runs out of protein, and it sets off a chemical response in your body that it's like a little bit of panic. You know, I'm starving. And you might not quite feel it, but it sets off these chemicals. So one spoonful right before you go to bed, and I mean right before you go to bed, one teaspoon or tablespoon of almond butter. Now, this will provide the protein that your liver needs, and it'll walk you right through that 2 a.m. time frame, and so that you get through it and your liver has that protein to work on while you're sleeping, so that you don't get disturbed. This is a big one. And there are other things that a lot of people don't consider about this 2 a.m. waking up. Why am I up? Well, alcohol. If you're somebody who enjoys wine at dinner or drinks at night, what happens is there is a prioritization that takes place in your body. And that prioritization prioritizes the digesting alcohol first. So what you'll want to do is, if you begin to limit your alcohol or begin ending your night with water, you know, okay, we had our drinks with dinner. Dinner's over at 7 or whatever, and then drink water after that. That will help. Now, for some of you, this may be too much, because what happens is then you fill up your bladder, and now you're getting up repeatedly at night. Having your drinks earlier versus later will definitely help out with this whole process. Emptying your bladder at night before you go to bed is a very big deal. It prevents the, you know, manual where you have to get up at night as well. The alcohol has a tendency to put a lot of people to sleep, you know, which, you know, on one hand is good, but on the other hand, we have this waking up at an undesirable time of night. So that's a big deal. Also, there can be quite a bit of thrashing that goes on. Now, this next one here is number 9, and this one is going to be hard for a lot of people, but that is to be very aware of what you're watching. What are you watching when you go to sleep? Well, you want to, if possible, cut off your TV a good hour before going to bed. The reason for this is that when you watch TV, scientifically, it's proven that within just 15, 20 seconds or so, you go from beta, where your brainwaves are very high, down to alpha, this light meditative state. So you take in this information. Now, one of the advantages of beta is that right now you're objecting. You might say, this information here, I don't like this, or maybe that's usable, or that's not so much for me, that sort of thing. As our brain waves drop lower and slower, you find that there's less objection. This is very important because this is how hypnosis is done. When you are in beta, you're fully conscious. And when you drop down through alpha and then into theta, this is the state as a hypnotist that you're trying to get people into. You're trying to bypass their conscious mind and convince their subconscious of something else. Well, if you become too relaxed as you're watching that TV, or you fall asleep watching the TV, you're in that hypnagogic state. You can be hypnotized, and you do get hypnotized. So you don't want to fall asleep with that TV on. It's not resourceful at all. So we've come up against our next break. We'll hear from the good folks here at UK Health Radio, and we're going to move on to our other super resourceful tips to get a better night's sleep. These are things that are going to help change your life. All right, UK Health Radio, take it away.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
If optimizing your health and well-being is on your to-do list, then let Revive Active, Ireland's number one super supplement brand, help you achieve that in the most convenient and comprehensive way possible. Clean, premium ingredients scientifically formulated to work in synergy to support immunity, energy, joints, heart health, sleep, emotional balance, and more. Benefit from the power, purity, and positivity of our award-winning powder sachets or our therapeutic capsule range. Use code RADIO15 at reviveactive.com and save 15% off today. Super supplements for a super you.
When you vacation with Norwegian Cruise Line, every day is a new day. Get a taste for Barcelona, then savor incredible dining options back on board one day. Connect to ancient history in Athens, and then disconnect completely in our spa another day. Wherever the sea breeze takes you, come aboard and experience a different tomorrow with NCL. Visit ncl.com, call your travel agent, or call 0333-336-1472. Norwegian Cruise Line, Ships Registry, the Bahamas and USA.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
All right. In the last part, I think we're on to tip number 9 or 10. I'm losing count here. But that is around stopping watching TV significantly before you go to sleep. Why? Because it can be very disturbing. Haven't you ever watched TV and then had a bad dream or dreamed about something that you were watching? Your subconscious definitely takes it in. So you want to be careful about not only what you watch, but when you're turning off your TV. The worst possible thing is to go to sleep with the TV on. You're literally setting yourself up to get hypnotized. And who knows what they're saying on TV, whether it's a commercial and telling you that you should get on this medication, or some really fearful news, be afraid of something. Oh my gosh, you don't want that. So know that this is the case. We're all human and we all have these these brainwave states that we go into, and we just don't want those utilized for a non-resourceful purpose. So that is a big one. The next one is related to eating. Now, if you eat late at night, it is more resourceful to stop your last meal by 6:30, 7 o'clock at night at the latest, and have your head down on the pillow by 10. There's the reason for this is that, as I mentioned early on in the program, that at 10 o'clock at night, you go into, if you've got your head on the pillow and you're asleep, between 10 and 12, you get into that delta brainwave state. And in that delta brainwave state is where a lot of the things that we as humans have during the day get processed. So it is not only for that purpose, but also your eating. In the Ayurvedic principles that are out there, it talks about how the different organs in the body get rest at different times of night. You know that you ate your meal at this time, and then your liver gets active at that time, and then your bile deducts at this time, and so on and so forth. So this cycle that naturally happens has something interesting about it that not a lot of people think about. And that is, if you eat your meal and stop at that 6:30 or so, 7 o'clock time frame, and you're sleeping by 10, what happens is the organs in your body, your stomach empties out. Early on in the night, the stomach is already empty. And then at another point in life, the cycle of your night, you know, the pancreas gets a rest, and then the kidneys get a rest, and then the liver gets a rest. So all through the night, there's finally a point in time that the organs get to finally take a break. This getting into the cycle and understanding that cycle is going to allow you to have a much more healthy system. Now, the last two, number 12, I believe, and then number 13 are amazing. So I'll start with number 11 or 12. Yeah, I can't. I know Liz Larson's gonna look at this. She goes, "Why can't he count? I don't know." All right, number 12 or number 13. The next one is what I like to call the jelly body. Now, this jelly body is kind of interesting. What's a jelly body? Well, if you follow along right now, you can feel this. If you close your eyes and just breathe through your nose, just inside of your physical body is this other body. It's, for lack of a better term, it's an energetic body. And if you let go of your physical body and just like clicking the channel of a TV, you click over to this energetic body. And what you'll notice, if you pay attention to your torso, you're going to feel this energetic body. And this energetic body in the torso feels a lot like jello. It just feels fluid. This, as you're breathing and you're paying attention and letting go of the physical body, you'll feel this energetic body. Now, the easiest way, like I said, was the torso, but then you'll feel it in your arms and legs and your head. The trick here is to simply let go of your physical body. And as you do, and you pay attention to this other body, this energetic body, you'll feel that kind of a strange, like jello. It just feels not solid. And you just put your attention there and you breathe into that jello body, if you will. And the next thing you know, it takes maybe, I'm going to say maybe about 7 minutes, 8 minutes of focus on that jello body. Next thing you know, you'll wake up in the morning. It's again, it is another technique that is a lot like the eye open, eye closed exercise early on that we had talked about. Now, to accentuate this is technique number 13. Now, this technique number 13 here, this one is something that is borrowed from the Tibetans, and also Dr. Joe had adopted it. Dr. Joe Dispenza had adopted it within the work that he does as well. This technique is to begin letting go. So I'm going to walk you through that right now. As you lay down and you close your eyes, maybe you tried the tapping or the eye technique. You might have found yourself like, oh, that didn't really work for me. And you'd start doing the jello technique. Now, as you're here, you're feeling that jello body. You begin simply to let go of your name. You let go of your age as if you have amnesia. You begin letting go of your identification with your gender. You breathe, and then you let go of your past. Everything that ever happened to you, you let go of. You let go of your future. You let go of everyone you've ever known all your life. You let go of everywhere you've ever been. You let go of everything you've ever heard. You let go of time. You let go of everything you've ever smelled. Let go of everything you've ever tasted. Let go of everything you've ever touched. Let go of everything you've ever smelled. Let go of everything you've ever seen. As you've let go of the story. Now, of your life, you're letting go of the story. No name, no age, no gender, no past, no future. Letting go of everything that you ever owned. And allow yourself in this jello body to go nowhere, no place, no time, no thing, and no one. And breathe and feel that jello body. As things come up for you, little things, whether it's your sheets and how they feel, whether it is a memory from childhood or a current issue, you let go. Let go of your body. Let go of your story. Let go of every relationship. Let go of everything, every place, everyone. And as you do, and your attention's just on this jello body, allowing yourself to simply expand. Expand out to the infinite. Infinite time, infinite space. And as you do this, you'll find that you're going to wake up in the morning. It's quite simple. This is a great technique that you can utilize with a combination of any of the other 12 exercises that we've given you. Try one out at a time, see how they go for you. You'll have to watch this over and over. It is definitely a lot to take in at one time. But it is something that will really change every aspect of your life, your mental acuity, your digestion, and everything else. Thank you all for today. And if you would look into, for more help, cognomovement.com. That's cognomovement.com.
Thanks for being here with us on the New Life Perspective Radio Show. For more information or to find out more about the work that Bill and I do, please visit us at cognomovement.com or email us at info@cognomovement.com. See you again soon.